Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So much of how we view life and our happiness overall comes down to our mindset. And the question we want to look at today is how can you maintain a more positive mindset day in and day out? And I think the first part of this starts with the ability to not allow things to affect you in a negative way. And that really comes down to mental discipline. And maybe not allow is too strong a word, but how much can you control what's coming into your mind and what you allow it to do to you? So the thought here is very simple initially, and that is, as things come into your mind, as you just and they're negative, I want you to first notice them and then have a trigger. Have a trigger that allows you to let go of them and focus on something more positive. When I used to get really stressed, and I went to a professional about it at one point, and he said, when that stressor first hits you, to flick your wrist. And he said, and allow it to go and move somewhere else. So don't allow it to stay and have a trigger so that every time it comes in, you can release it. Whether it means, you know, wearing a rubber band on your wrist and snapping it. In my case, it was just flicking my wrist and that was what did it. But have some sort of trigger for yourself so that when it comes in, you can allow it to go. Again, you notice it for a second, but the problem is when you start to dwell on these things. When you start to dwell on the negativity, your positive mindset goes out the window. When you allow outside factors to really take a foothold in your mind and you start to play them out over and over again, then that's when your positive mindset leaves. So the first step is, again, get that trigger right up front as a defense against it happening and just go. It comes in, notice it, hit the trigger, and then put your mind somewhere else. Just don't let it take hold. The second thing you can do, which is really straightforward, just get better with sleep. Go to bed a little bit earlier. Sleep a little bit later where you can. But when you can do that, that won't allow it to take hold either. Okay. If you don't have sleep, that takes your defenses down immediately, puts you in a different mindset, not the best place to be. When you wake up, start your day with something positive that gets you going. So rather than getting up and diving into work and reading emails and or putting on the news and hearing horrific stories, find something that's more positive for you. Go for a run, sit and meditate, but start your day off in the right place. And while we're on the idea of going for a run, do something physically for your body. And get out there and doing something physical has a way of putting things in perspective for you. It takes you out of the negativity, puts you in the right mindset, and typically that can help tremendously. And then the last thing I'll tell you is this is surround yourself with positive people and spend your time with those people. If you're around people that bring you down all the time, well, that's going to do a job on your mindset. So if you want to stay positive and you want to maintain a positive mindset, surround yourself with positive people and stay in front of them. And the same thing with anything that you're taking in. And I've said it many, many times before. If you put a microscope on the most horrific things that are happening on the planet and put it on TV or on the internet, guess what? That's the news and that's what we consume. So if you can manage to get yourself out of that mindset and tune into more positive things, that's going to weigh more positively on your mindset. And overall, you're going to be in a better place. So we talk about things like depression and people that have difficult lives, and I would argue that the vast majority of that is self-inflicted. It's how we interpret the information, because there are plenty of examples where you have two people with similar lives. One is miserable and one is happy. Why is that? It's because of the way they interpret the information and how they handle it. And with some people, they just can't shake off the negativity and it stays with them. But if you do some of these things and you put some defense around it, but most importantly, if you don't let those thoughts take a foothold in your mind, you're going to be a much better place to deal with them. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today, what I want you to do is get focused on maintaining a positive mindset. Use defense where you can. Observe what comes in. Have a trigger. Let it go. Don't allow yourself to replay the story over and over again or to dwell on something bad. Sleep a little bit more if you can. Start your day with something more positive. Take care of yourself physically. And find people that are uplifting to spend your time with.